Welcome to the Morristown National Historical Park Winter Encampment Podcast Series. It is often forgotten that America's fight for independence was part of an international conflict waged on several continents. From his headquarters at Morristown, Washington became increasingly involved with the expanding global aspects of the war. From celebrating Irish rebels to conferring with French and Spanish dignitaries, Washington spent much of his time at Morristown securing foreign support for the American cause. March 16, 1780. General Orders. The general congratulates the army on the very interesting proceedings of the Parliament of Ireland and of the inhabitants of that country, which have been lately communicated, not only as they appear calculated to remove those heavy and tyrannical oppressions on their trade, but to restore to a brave and generous people their ancient rights and freedoms, and by their operation, to promote the cause of America. Desirous of impressing on the minds of the army transactions so important in their nature, the general directs that all fatigue and working parties cease for tomorrow the 17th, a day held in particular regard by the people of that nation. At the same time that he orders this, he persuades himself that the celebration of the day will not be attended with the least rioting or disorder. The officers to be at their quarters in camp, and the troops of each state line are to keep within their own encampment. George Washington. April 19th, 1780.
The Chevalier de la Luzerne, Minister of France, with another French gentleman, and Don Juan de Morales, a gentleman of distinction from Spain, arrived at headquarters from Philadelphia in company with His Excellency General Washington. Major Trescott was ordered out with 200 men to meet and escort them to headquarters, where two battalions were paraded to receive them with the usual military honors. Several of our general officers rode about 5 miles to meet the gentlemen, and their arrival was announced by the discharge of 13 cannon. The foreign gentlemen and their suites, having left their carriages, were mounted on elegant horses, which, with General Washington, the general officers of our army, with their aides and servants, formed a most splendid cavalcade, which attracted the attention of a vast concourse of spectators. General Washington accompanied his illustrious visitors to take a distant view of the enemy's position and works on York and Staten Island, and of the different posts of our army, while preparations were making for a grand field review of our troops.
James Thatcher, Military Journal.